A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. From Miletus, Paul had the presbyters of the church at Ephesus summoned. When they came to him, he addressed them. You know how I lived among you the whole time from the day I first came to the province of Asia. I served the Lord with all humility and with the tears and trials that came to me because of the plots of the Jews, and I did not at all shrink from telling you what was for your benefit, or from teaching you in public or in your homes. I earnestly bore witness for both Jews and Greeks to repentance before God and to faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. But now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem. What will happen to me there, I do not know, except that in one city after another, the Holy Spirit has been warning me that imprisonment and hardships await me. Yet I consider life of no importance to me, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus, to bear witness to the gospel of God's grace. But now I know that none of you to whom I preached the kingdom during my travels will ever see my face again. And so I solemnly declare to you this day that I am not responsible for the blood of any of you, for I did not shrink from proclaiming to you the entire plan of God. The word of the Lord. I consider life of no importance to me, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus, to bear witness to the gospel of God's grace. This sentence says a lot about St. Paul and his missionary zeal. But you know what? I think it also is meant for us. Of course, most of us won't be doing what he did, but as baptized members of Christ's body, we are all called to be evangelizers in the world. Let us take a few moments to consider what Paul is saying as he bids farewell to his beloved Christians in Ephesus. I consider life of no importance to me. Paul is not saying that life is not important. Life is a precious gift from a loving God who made us in his image and likeness, and redeemed us by the shedding of Christ's blood on the cross. But life, Paul's life, your life and mine, are not something to be clung to at the expense of everything else. As disciples, we are meant to give all for God and his commandment of love. We have a powerful witness in the martyrdom of the 21 Egyptian Copts who were recently killed by ISIS rather than renounce their faith in Christ. Most of the young men had wives and small children. They could have rationalized and told themselves that their lives were important for the sake of their young families. However, life was of no importance to them if it meant renouncing their faith. And it is recounted that many of them died with the name of Jesus on their lips. If only I may finish my course and ministry that I have received from the Lord Jesus. We all have a purpose in life, both naturally and supernaturally. baptism and the other sacraments we have received, bestow upon us gifts from the Holy Spirit for a particular ministry in the church. This mission we each have is from Jesus, and we must fulfill it. Each person's mission or ministry or course will be different depending on their talents and skills, on our way of life and state of life, whether we're married, single, consecrated. Pope Francis has said that each person who is baptized has three goals: holiness, fruitfulness, and discipleship. To bear witness to the gospel of God's grace. In his apostolic exhortation, Evangelium Gaudium, Pope Francis makes his own some of the words and thoughts of Blessed Pope Paul VI in his apostolic exhortation, Evangelii Nuntiandi. According to the two popes, the Lord has certain effects he wants to see in us, in all of his followers, all of his followers, not just priests and religious, or even laity who work for the church, but every single baptized Christian. And here are the important criteria to look for in our own lives of evangelizing disciples. Here are five questions to ask ourselves. Do I seek nourishment in the Word of God and avoid political polarization and fashionable ideologies? Do I avoid the ever-present temptation of a hypercritical attitude? Am I rooted in both my local and universal church so as not to become isolated and judgmental of others? Do I maintain a sincere communion with my local and global pastors? Am I open to the ways God works through other people and groups different than my own? These questions make for a good examination of conscience as we prepare for a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Come, Holy Spirit, and renew our hearts.